Love, compassion, and hope are the motivation for a local couple and their Pin Cause project. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU are Kate and Nate from Ann Arbor. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa, for having us.
You're both sporting a pretty cool-looking pin. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we have created a pin for Pin under the name of Pin Cause, and the pin features the American Sign Language sign for love from the deaf culture. And we worked with artist Penelope Dulligan at PenelopeIllustration.com, and it's all different colors.
What's the bottom line motivation behind this?
We wanted to create something, and it was Katie's idea to have a symbol that could unite women across all the marches happening on January 21st. And there's over 100 marches happening in America, and then a few happening in other places in the world. And we thought we could create a symbol and use our marketing and artistic abilities to bring people together in a positive way.
What does the symbol mean to you?
The pin, the symbol, is all different colors. And when we worked with Penelope, we said we want to make sure it's about women who have all different backgrounds, all different colors, shapes, sizes, beliefs, and all different things, both sides of the aisle as they talk about politics, coming together and making one unified symbol of love.
So there's women's marches coming, the big one in D.C., of course,
yes.
But some other marches coming up on January 21st. Is this pin just for the march, or is it for a bigger cause?
It is for the march. The march's date is on there. However, we also want to encourage people. We're saying it's also a way to show your support for women's rights. And so people, obviously, we won't stop people from buying them. But our hope is that people can continue to sort of feel that commitment to women's rights. It's also, you know, we love that it uses the American Sign Language sign for love. The idea of people going, you know, people doing it down the street to each other. So
you call it Little Pin, Big Goal. What's the goal?
So the goal is very ambitious, and we want to sell 100,000 of these pins. And with that, we'll raise $100,000 for Planned Parenthood and $100,000 for the ACLU. We're trying to do all of this out of our 550-square-foot apartment.
In Ann Arbor.
In Ann Arbor, right in downtown Ann Arbor. We package them, we label them, we ship them. We walk right over to the Liberty Street post office, and we bring IKEA bags full of packages, and we drop them off, and they know us by first-name basis now.
How have sales been going? Where will we see these pins?
We are primarily selling them online at pincause.com, and we are also talking to some local Ann Arbor Ypsilanti retailers who might be interested. So if you're a local Ann Arbor or Ypsilanti retailer might want to sell them, please reach out to us. But yeah, primarily online, and they go out right away. So people are getting them within a day or two.
I think they're good conversation starters.
Yes. We were walking out past Ann Arbor's public library downtown, and a woman ran after us and said, "What is this all about? I see it. It looks beautiful. I need to know more." And we told her, and people are so excited about what is going to happen on January 21st. And so she was all in.
And aren't you thinking they're going to prompt more conversation during the marches?
I hope so. I also hope that it prompts conversation with maybe people who might not want to attend the march, but might want to understand where we're all coming from. And that's sort of part of it, too, is we want to have conversations with people, especially those who maybe don't see things exactly as I do, because I want to understand their perspective better.
Well, that's what it says on your website. We believe it's through love and understanding we can be our best selves and find solutions to our problems together.
That's the hope, I think. And it's been that way so far. People asking me about it, just general wearing it around, and starts a conversation about something that would otherwise be very difficult to say, hey, you know, let's start talk about women's rights. And let's start off in a positive way instead of, I don't support this organization, I don't support this. We can find common ground in a conversation.
Nate and Kate from Ann Arbor, we'll put a link to your pin. What is the website again?
Pincause.com.
We'll put that on our website, WEMU.org. And thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Yes, thank you so much.